Blog Talk Radio.
Because I was dropping it like it was hot.
Maybe we should do a video camera.
No, there will be no video cameras up in here because I got to tell you, I do the show with no makeup on.
Forget the makeup. I'm usually dancing or doing something that turns it from gaming show to porn show.
Surprise. You would think that I would be the one doing all that, but I'm not. Yeah. All right, let me intro the show real quick. It is May 30th, 2013. I am Senna White. I think I'm supposed to be angry, and I'll probably be angry in a little bit, but right now I'm just kind of blah.
Wait a minute. What happened?
I don't know. I just kind of got blah. Very weird. Anyway, then we have Corey / Gaming Matrix up in the hizzle as well. Hello, ma'am.
I am so cute.
You are. You're so adorable.
You really are. I just want to pinch your little boobies.
What? No. See, now you done went too far.
You like it and you know it.
You know, I kept telling her I wanted to grope on her earlier, and she kept telling me not.
I told both of you lesbian bitches to back up off me.
I'm not a lesbian. I like cock too much. All right. I'm just saying. Being all upfront about it. We also have Ginger Rocks here as well. Hello, ma'am.
Right.
She hadn't done that in a while.
I know, I was waiting for that. We so need sound effects, so every time I introduce them, we can play those. I'm telling you.
Her sound effect is going to be...
Rawr. Yeah, I picked her doing it with her hand. Rawr. And you're like, you're not scary.
You know, you are not. You're like...
I'm so scared, man. I'm so scary. Y'all don't even know what to do with me.
You are like a little baby kitten fresh off the teat. I'm telling you. You're like... Rawr.
Little baby getting off the teat. All right.
Okay. Let me give out the number because I always forget. But you know, let me give out the number today. The number if you want to call in. And Ginger, you are so quiet. I cannot hear you. The number to call in.
I'm quiet.
I don't know why you are, but I really can't hear you. Is 347-215-7977, and I'm going to say it again. 347-215-7977. And Ginger, you were missed last week, just so you know.
Yes, you were.
Thank you.
We missed you.
I missed all y'all too.
We missed you.
Mm-hmm.
Missed y'all too. My pop is awesome and all, but I gotta have my little redheaded stepchild up in here. I mean, who else is gonna sport my brand on her ass? Cheers.
That's true. All right. Am I louder now?
Yes, you're a little louder now. Yes.
All right.
Am I a lot louder now?
That's better. Yes.
Damn.
All right.
Put it down, girl. Put it down.
Hot. Wait, just let me know if I'm too loud because, yeah.
Excuse me.
You know what?
That was not me. That was not me. That was totally her.
Wait a minute. Which one of you is Britain? Do I get something?
No.
It's a problem.
No, I don't know what you're eating.
I know what she's eating, and she needs to stop. Apparently, it's not agreeing with you.
I had tilapia. Thank you very much.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it nowadays? Tilapia. Yeah.
Girl, if I had that, I would not be on the air right now. I'd be in the bed going, hell yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't. Let me come to your house.
You can come to my house and join in. I don't mind.
Join in. You know what? You done went too far. Why does you go too far?
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay. Wow. All right. You know what? I turn my eyes away from Twitter to wash some Baby Matrix hair, and I come back, and I have some crazy stuff on the Twitter feed. I'm like, who are these people? Some of you are a little off, but in a good way, just a little off. Remember, I'm not already in on the conversation that's going on in your head. You have to fill me in when you start talking. Just saying.
You mean the voices don't talk to you, too?
She knows everything.
I do not. First, top of the show, I let y'all know. Keep it here. We're in at E3. Yay!
Yay!
Yes, we'll be in at E3. Y'all know Baby Nature's just drinking coffee. I'm about to cut her. Somebody may have... Y'all
what?
May
it is
on.
Too late for that. Tell her to put that shit down.
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch, demon child. Devil child. Devil child. Go out there. And she dances out.
Nice.
I'm the devil, by the way. Okay, so... Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of you crazy, but I love you. All right, and we're, oh, I was saying we're in at E3. Yeah, so make sure if you see, Ural's going to go. I'm going to stay home. And this is his first E3, so he's all kinds of overwhelmed. Be nice to Ural when he's out there if you run into him.
No groping unless you ask first.
You're not. Do not grope the Ural. He's a bit of an E3 virgin. Be nice. He's going to kill me for that one. I think he just logged off Skype, too. Ha ha, tomorrow when you're listening. Ha ha, or later. Ha ha. I'll already be asleep. Ha ha.
Poor Ural. Just remember, Ural, this is not ordained by Ginger.
Yes, it is.
Not condoned.
Do not even let her fool you. She is all over that shit.
You know what, though? Remember, every year I have griped that E3 has been a little too lax with who they let in?
Uh-huh.
They are no longer lax. They gave us the business. They gave us a hard time to get in, and I was a little bit...
Head hard. Okay.
Yes, I wanted to be miffed at them, but I couldn't. I had to call in and be sugar. Y'all know that was all kind of hurting. My teeth were all gritted up. Say hello. This is Corey.
What is in?
Yeah. So, but anyway, thank you, ESA, for being so kind. And, yeah, moving along. That's all I'm going to say about that to after E3. Anyway, keep it here. Keep watching. Keep listening. Keep taking a look at our site because we're going to be doing some updates. We've not decided how yet, so I have to get with our lovely Ural and go over what he can and he can't do because y'all know when I'm there, I walk till my feet are nubs. But I can't expect him to do that. I didn't. Well, Blaster was good about that, too. Blaster will walk till his feet are nubs. And if it was Ginger, you just wouldn't know where she was.
Nope.
And we know where Snow would be, wherever the cute guys are.
Hey, I am not that bad.
Dude, I saw you work. This might be the first time I haven't gone with somebody to their first event. So that's going to be interesting how I handle that. Y'all know I'm going to freak out. But I kind of stand back and watch. Like, I sit back and I watch Ginger to see what she's going to do. She's very friendly, and because she has a little high voice and a little cute face, they're like, oh, Ginger. Hi, Ginger. Would you like to do?
That's exactly how that went down.
Yeah. Hi, Ginger. You want to play something? Oh, you're so cute. And then when Snow walks in, she's leaning on the guy. Hi. So, you got anything for us? Yeah, sure. That's a nice shirt. You're not looking at the shirt. You're looking at my boobs. Uh-huh.
I am not that bad all the time.
Dude, you had the little EA guy wrapped around your finger. He was like 10. He just like, he didn't know what to do with himself. He handed you a stack of stuff. He didn't even know what he handed her. He just, as soon as she came in, she leaned kind of, she didn't even lean on him. She just kind of leaned in his direction and said hi. And he's like, here, take it. What do you want?
Nice.
What
yeah,
you want?
He kind of did. And then we were leaving. He handed us some more. Here.
Here, what you want? Y'all want a drink? You need a drink? He's like, I don't drink. Go get your drink. I'll take care of you. You're supposed to have tickets, but you can have as much as you want. Okay.
They nice. Really did tell us that we could drink, didn't they? Mm-hmm. I just remember that.
We were supposed to have tickets. It was a private event. We were invite only and tickets, but we didn't have any tickets. We were invited, but we didn't have any little drink tickets, so I don't drink anyway. I drank. Luckily, I was in a good mood, so I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. You cannot give Corey any drinks if she's in a bad mood.
Yep, that's the key. You have to ask how I'm feeling right at the moment before
somebody
I take a sip.
End up cut.
Yeah, somebody almost end up cut Sunday.
And then the rest of us still have to come bail her out of jail, and then bad people, the whole thing.
I like what's trending on Twitter right now. Booty had me like.
What?
Booty had me like is one of the things that's trending on Twitter. That is a hashtag made just for Corey.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what? Let's bring it back.
I'm sorry. We got all off topic. Okay, so before we get into our main thing we want to discuss, so we have to talk about. Okay, look here, Optimus, stop it. We have to talk about Xbox and this spying business.
Xbox I don't know what the hell y'all are doing, and I hear y'all may be listening. So have a seat.
Would you expand upon that? Cause
put on your big girl panties, because we're about to beat you upside the head with some not even wet noodles.
Who wants to go first?
The Connect. Always
well, this is,
on.
This is her story she did this morning.
In the
so
dark.
She can, yeah. Let her go.
It has to be connected at all times, or the Xbox One will not work. It's just, what were you thinking? We don't want you spying on us.
Well, it's not just that. It wasn't just that. Remember, it's always on, even when it's not on.
Yes, even when it's not on, it's always on.
What? Hold on.
You heard what was said, because we use our mouth. It is always on, even when it's not on. It's listening for you to say Xbox on.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's not on. And, of course, it has to always be connected to something.
Yes. Always has to be connected to something. The Xbox, from what I understand, the Xbox One can only be disconnected from the internet for up to 24 hours.
Yep.
Isn't that what we read earlier?
Does it explode? Does it just go boom?
Apparently, it just stops working. It will not allow you to use it.
Okay, anybody see the movie Antitrust? And if you haven't, as a geek, you should have Antitrust with Ryan Philippe. Okay, you have to watch this because I find it here's the irony. The character in the movie, the villain, is supposed to be Bill Gates. The company is obviously Microsoft. And they made something exactly like this, and it's called Nerve. And Nerve was supposed to be the always-on thing that was on everybody's computer and in every home, everywhere around the world. Did y'all watch Antitrust and decide, you know what? Our fictional version of us is already doing it. We should do it, too. We'll just call it Xbox One. You're going to force me to keep this on all the time. If I don't have it on, I can't play my games, and that's already bad. I'm telling you, be one mad sister. Okay, look.
I'm already mad. I'm already mad. I have to have an Xbox Live subscription to play my Fable games. And y'all know I love me some Fable. If I just want to go in there and play the fucking single-player game, I should not have to be connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I very much agree. Apparently these people do not agree. It's utterly ridiculous is what it is. It's everything I never wanted to see in a console. I mean, straight, great graphics. It can watch HBO if you already have, you know, a cable service. So you're paying, So you're paying for a cable subscription, and then you have to pay for Xbox Live.
And it's much more, even though they kept saying it was the same price point, it's actually going to be a little bit more expensive if you don't have a certain, because there's two Xbox Ones. Isn't that what they were saying? And there are two Xbox Ones. You have one that's a gold member.
Oh, God, yeah. It's ridiculous. I cannot believe that they're forcing us to do this. And people are like, well, you just turn your connector out. No, y'all don't seem to understand. There was I was looking through the link, and I was talking about this earlier this week, and actually that there is a, help me out, Corey, they bought it up. Anyways, cool little feature.
Oh, patent.
Thank you. My brain's a little bit drug-addled at the moment, but, God, that sounds bad.
Sit down.
Anyways, they bought up a patent that says the Xbox Live it's going to monitor you. It's going to know how many people are watching whatever you're playing.
Yes, so you can't even turn it around, or it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. One of my friends, and I'm going to name from the chat room. I'm not looking. I was talking about, you just turn it off. You can turn it around. No, you can't. You can't, especially this patent. This patent means it's going to have to be on at all the time. If it can't see a face, then it's going to shut off, because we saw that a couple of months ago, that if you leave the room, it pauses itself. So if you turn it around to try to cover it, it's going to assume you've left the room, and it's going to pause itself. This is not cute.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Again,
Ginger, you need to jiggle some wires or something. You're a little staticky.
Yeah. Again, I want to kind of step in real quick, because I may not be mad. But I can still make points. All right? Here's the thing. I paid for a game. It's a single-player game. Does not require any feedback from anybody at all. anywhere, at any time. Why am I not able to play this game without having this damn thing looking at me all the time? I gotta tell you, if this thing is in my house and it's on all the time and it has to be on all the time, I'm gonna be fucking paranoid. I don't even like having my windows open. My blinds have to be shut all the time because I'm afraid people are watching me. I don't want this damn thing on watching me. That's weird. I like to walk around naked sometimes, and I can't do that if that goddamn thing's on and watching me.
It's summertime in Texas is hot, I will tell y'all, and this is nothing sexual. I know you guys are like, ooh, hot. I do. I will sit in game naked. Sometimes we're playing Left 4 Dead, and I am wearing not a stitch of clothing because it is effing hot.
Girl, sometimes.
And I'm yelling and screaming.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just to make sure I stay cool. I don't pass the fuck out because it's summer and it's hot. So I can't do that if I got to connect that I have to keep on and facing me at all times. So I'm going to have a heat stroke trying to play my Xbox.
I'm telling you, I will not buy this machine. I will not buy this machine at all. As paranoid as I am about people being all up in my business, I am not about to buy something that has to be on all the time in order for me to play the games. Microsoft, you just completely lost a customer right there. For real.
They have lost a whole lot of people these past 2 weeks. The indie thing is another thing that's making people shy away. Now PlayStation is already, they stepped up with the indie thing, and they didn't even put their new console out. They just did this the past few months. You know, sure, they had a huge debacle last year, but they came up swinging. And I think they got it this year. I don't generally go in for the whole console war things. I usually say all of them have something that's attractive. But PlayStation seems to have the most attraction for me. Don't get me wrong. I still love you, Nintendo. You do what you say you're going to do. You're the reliable boyfriend. But PlayStation is shiny. The shiny boyfriend that's like, baby, I may not always be reliable. But look at this shiny new car I got you. And look at the bling bling 6-carat diamond I got you. And you're like, oh, yeah. Look at the Manolo Blahniks I got you, baby. Yeah, I'm going to stay with you. I'll be back, I'll be back. I'm just going to go with him for the night. I'll be back. Shh. It's okay, baby. Don't cry. So, no, I... And
wow.
Xbox
what
boyfriend
hell?
That I'm thinking to the left, too. To the left, to the left. Everything you own is in a box to the left.
I still have just a plain old Xbox 360, right? I still have it. But I don't even have the damn thing hooked up because I don't have an Xbox Live subscription. And there's no point in me having it hooked up if I can't play my games. What is the point of me having this damn thing? It's a fucking paperweight. Ginger, you're quiet again. It's
no,
a fucking...
she's not. Is she? I thought
she's
that was...
quiet to me.
Okay.
Maybe...
Well, there are storms in the area, so...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's
wet. Oh, that's right. All right,
wow.
If you see Quentin coming, go hide somewhere.
She knows what that sounds like. She ain't going to see it. She will hear it. Sounds like a giant munching on some crackers or something.
It
that's
does,
what it's
for real.
Molly says an official nickname for Xbox One is now X-Bone.
They are trying to bone everybody.
Poor Ginger. We can barely hear you. I caught the bone.
I didn't catch any of it. I can't hear anything she's saying.
Better.
No. Oh, the official nickname. Nope. You were fine. Oh, wait. We heard a click.
Oh, Ginger?
We can hear ourselves. Ginger, I think she plugged something in the wrong slot.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me
yes,
now?
Yes, now we can hear you, but
yeah,
it's not
loud,
but it's better. It's better, it's better.
All right, I changed the plugs that I had it plugged in. I guess we'll see.
She's getting a little louder as we go. Go, 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 go.
Yay!
Oh, there she is.
Yay!
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. My computer hates me right now.
You're much better. You're fine now. Absolutely. I'm so upset with Microsoft. Everything that gamers don't want, it's like they purposely just went against us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the reason that there is an Xbox.
You don't want this? Here, let me give you this. You don't like that?
You
here,
don't get anything.
Let me give you more of this.
Like, you don't get anything you want.
You know what, Microsoft? You're going to get something you're not going to want. Bitch.
It's not wild.
Of us
it's kinky.
Pissed off and refusing to buy your piece of shit console. Do you know what? No, they're going to charge us, $600 for that console? You can't hear anything I'm saying? What the hell? No, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
What is going on? All right, hold on.
They might be a few seconds behind.
Yeah, I think they're a few. Hold on. Keep trying, Ginger. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now?
They might be watching you because they're over.
No, it's not picking me up. What the hell? All right. No, it's OBS. I'm going to have to restart.
Okay, I think, you know what? I think Blog Talk might be having an issue. For real.
No, it's not.
There. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, people? Because OBS
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can you guys hear me? Yo.
I can hear you.
We can hear you. Okay, there we go. There now we're all back. Woo,
yeah,
back.
OBS being a
technology.
Fuck you, OBS. I'll get something else if you don't stop fucking up.
See, you got to break up with them.
Right?
Seriously,
leave your ass.
OBS almost broke up this weekend because they just straight up would not stream anything for me.
Zod says he thinks Microsoft is fucking with us. I don't doubt it. It's not
hey,
like it's the first
what?
Time
honestly,
it happened.
Honestly, I don't understand what Microsoft is, what has gone through the heads of their developers. I really don't. I mean, who in their right mind thinks that someone is going to want something in their house that has to be on all the time with a camera watching you?
Not
I mean,
me.
Who the fuck came up with that idea? I mean, do you honestly think that the general public is really going to want this in their home? Seriously, can you imagine what kind of... And then if people learn how to hack this shit, they learn how to hack into the camera in your Xbox One.
They're already trying
they
to do that.
Watch you. Yes, thank
they're,
you.
No, I mean, they're already trying... There are people that are in the government or Hollywood, I remember what we were saying earlier in the week, that's already planning to do that. They want a backdoor into the program so that they can do just that thing. So
yes,
I'm sitting at home, minding my own business.
But that's not exclusive to Microsoft there.
No,
they
it's
want a backdoor
not. It's
into
not,
everything.
But that's not the point. The point
yeah,
is...
They want a backdoor
fuck,
into everything.
Yeah, the point is, why the fuck are they doing it anyway? If they know that this is going to happen, if they know that people are going to hack into this, I mean, there's even times where laptops with onboard cameras are being hacked into by people just so they can watch whoever's on the other end of it without them knowing. This is going to happen, and I'm going to tell you this shit is not going to be in my house. I
you
don't
know
ever
what?
Want this
Molly
in my
made
house.
An interesting point. She says, I usually subscribe to sites with girls who are into that. And I'm like this, if you're going to be watching me, the least you can do is pay me, Microsoft. Damn.
Right? I mean, I'm not going to be doing anything interesting other than being like, fuck you, motherfucker, while I'm trying to kill somebody.
Exactly. No, this is complete bullshit. I don't know whose idea this was. I don't know what they're smoking over there at Microsoft, but they need to stop, or Micro Creeper, as I was calling them earlier this week.
Oh, damn.
That's a good name.
It's bad. It's bad. This is like that ex-boyfriend that you're trying to break up with.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, I'll give you everything you want. Everything you want. But he's at your window staring, you know?
Yeah, like my ex-fiance that called me a few years after I dumped his ass, and then he's all like, hey, I just wanted to know if you wanted to get together. I noticed that you were in town. How the fuck did you know I was in town?
Creeper! Creeper!
That's what Xbox is to me right now, that ex-boyfriend that you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Stay away from me, motherfucker.
Okay, they have, all I know is at E3... You guys are going to have to come out with something amazing. And I can't even – usually, we, you know, here, we're all good at calling, you know, what they're going to do. I can't even conceive of what you could possibly say to turn this around unless you say, we were just kidding. None of that stuff is in the Xbox. You guys, we were just joking. Here's the real one. It's the only thing that's going to fix this. You all were imagining that. We were just seeing what you were going to say.
What we were saying was, fuck you, motherfuckers. We're not spending our money with you assholes.
Now, I'm really not. I'm like completely dead serious. In fact, I doubt I will ever even get an Xbox Live subscription again just because they're doing this shit right here.
I'm moving to PlayStation. I'm just...
Seriously, me and the other half have already decided when the PS4 comes out, we're getting it. And we're not getting this Xbox One because we don't want all of this. If we want to watch TV, we can watch it on our computers. We can... Something, anything. It's cheaper this way. You are charging us extra money to watch TV, more or less. Because
yeah,
I'm not
much.
Playing any of your games anymore because
no.
I can play them on PS4 with my family for free.
I want to go on record as saying I was never in agreement with the Xbox Live subscription. I pay it because I need to be able to talk to my friends. But I felt like if I'm paying a subscription fee, all the stuff that they were forcing me to have, the Netflix, the ESPN, the whatever channel, the you know whatever should have been included in my subscription. Is that simple? Why am I paying you and then I turn around and play Netflix again?
Exactly.
I might as well keep cable. That's what me and my cousin, y'all know, Silk Dress, we would argue back and forth about that. She's like, well, I got an Xbox and I watch Netflix. I don't know why you just don't do that because you are paying for your Xbox subscription and Netflix. And when you're done, you're paying just a little bit less than what I'm paying for cable. And when your Xbox breaks, you guys send it away. All I got to do is call Comcast and tell them to get their lazy ass over here and fix it.
Let me tell y'all a little secret what you can do. You can actually hook your computer up to your TV and use the streaming of Netflix to watch Netflix there.
Right on your TV, yeah.
And that's what I've done before. Because a lot of people have, or say you've got, go get an HDMI cable, people. If you've got an iPad, or something that has Netflix on it like that, go to Walmart, pay $20, I think $25, get a HDMI cable, hook it straight up to your HDMI-enabled TV, and most TVs nowadays are.
And even if you don't, wait a minute, I'll go even further, because I love some backwards compatible shit that you say, this should exist, and it does. I have an old TV that does not have an HDMI. There's such thing as an HDMI adapter. You can plug into the old TV.
Nice.
Plug it in, put the laptop in, bam, and there you watch a TV.
Plug it in.
this is the thing. They're trying to make us pay for shit that we already have. We don't need I have a DVD player already. Thank you very much. I have a way to stream movies. Thank you very much. I have all of this already. Why am I paying you a subscription just to have to pay for more subscriptions to do shit that I already have stuff that I can do the shit on?
I'm with you. I don't understand it either. I haven't understood it in a long time, and that's the reason why I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no point. None whatsoever.
I only paid the Xbox Live subscription literally to play Fable and Fable 2 and Fable 3. That is the only reason I ever paid that Xbox Live subscription. And now that I've beaten both of those games, I don't know how many times, guess what? I'm done.
I mean, I've got my Halo, but hell, even now, Bungie, their new game, they're all snuggling up with Sony. They're all like, hey, look at us. We're going to E3.
Everybody's going over to Sony, because and the developers are leaving leaving
EA's
Xbox.
Even EA's like, fuck you, Microsoft. We're making games.
That was the most predictable yet gangster shit I've seen EA do this year, which was the one day they were on the reveal, and they're like, oh, we're with you, Xbox. We're not even going to have anything to do with the Wii. We're not going to talk to the PlayStation people. We're exclusive on Xbox. The next day after they saw shit was going south, we're going to be developing a game for the Wii. You and we're going to do PlayStation 4. I was like, that's about right. That's EA.
Our bad. We made a mistake. Let's fix it.
That is called CYA and backtracking. That's what that is.
Let me read the statement. We may have fucked up and said the wrong thing.
And that person who said that is now fired.
That person no longer be working here. What that word? What is that word? We apologize. We apologize. This is unsimilish, right? This is unsimilish? Like, this is unsimilish, right? Yeah. We apologize.
All right. That's
Schnick. Because that's my favorite one.
Y'all.
Okay, we gotta move on to our, I guess we'll call it a segment called, oh no, please don't kill me because my boyfriend will have to come back and avenge my death.
Oh God.
Okay, so we told you about this story this morning, and why have I lost it? I've lost the story three times before we started the show. If y'all noticed that, I keep losing this story.
What is wrong with you today? You are losing everything. I'm going to have to ask you.
She is. And
I know. Mama's sorry. Y'all don't know. I got some sleep last night. I did get sleep. But before that, I hadn't slept in 3 days. Never, ever, 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 ever get the 5-hour energy extra strength. Even if you drink half, it's still just way too much.
Girl, I love it. I'll be like, my eyes are real big. And I'm like, what's up, guys? How you doing, guys? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it was, and I had to take, I told y'all earlier in the week, I took my nana to the grocery store. She walked slow anyway, but when I had taken that 5-hour energy, she was walking way too slow. I remember yelling at her at one point, come on here, old lady! Why are you walking so slow?
Wow! And she didn't just, like, totally smack
your neck? She did this pause, and she gave me this look like I knew if I was within arm's reach. Lost my teeth.
My bad, Nana.
I blame the 5-hour energy.
I played it off. She says, what did you say to me back there? I said, hurry up. We don't have all day. I have to go. That's what I said, Nana. But yeah, I did. I yelled it out. I was a good distance away from her. Her hearing's getting bad, so I got away with that one that time. I lived to fight another day. Okay.
That time. I love that.
Set it up, and then
okay, so
I was the first one to watch it. I want to talk about it.
Well,
first.
we got two stories in one here, so I'm gonna start with.
Tell me about it because I had a hard time concentrating. Y'all know how I am right now.
Yes. Okay. So the story is this kind of goes all over the place. Okay. First, we were telling you about this. It was a Kickstarter, by Anita Sarkeesian, who discusses the tropes of women in video games, and she got her funding. Bam, and she made. She has two movies, two episodes that are up on YouTube. When the second one was put up, Wait a minute. I actually have a quote from her Twitter. She says, an hour after a video went live, she got an email from the YouTube community that said, one or more of your videos has been flagged as inappropriate.
What was inappropriate? From what I did see, none of it was inappropriate.
No, no. Yes. Let me jump in real quick. There were some things in there that were inappropriate
wait,
as far as
wait,
not for the
wait,
general
wait,
public.
Wait, wait, okay. wait, 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 wait. Let
okay,
me go.
Sorry.
Let me go further
sorry.
Because you. This is the part I'm filling you in, and I'm filling that one in on that side because you've seen the movie. She hasn't, but I got filling in the middle.
All right.
The reason why it was flagged inappropriate had little to do with what was in it, and more to do with the fact that we have some asshats in our gaming community who decided
the
they were going to.
In the gaming community.
Yes, they took it upon themselves to mark the video as inappropriate. They have sent this woman death threats. They have, you know, the usual, I'm going to rape you, kill you, eat your dog type of stuff they like to do.
Wow, people.
So
we should be better than this.
Okay, so with that in mind, Snow, knowing that not some things may be inappropriate, I don't necessarily... I kind of agree and disagree with that because I've seen worse than what's in those videos on YouTube, honestly. There's some porn floating around on YouTube right now.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. And there's TV shows floating
yeah.
around. And all kinds of...
Unless I bring up a game for the fifth millionth time, we posted a video. I have posted videos that I'm actually in that other people have taken. Like a GameTrailers.com did an interview with me, and I posted it on our own YouTube channel, and it got flagged, and they took the video down and said, you can't post videos unless you're in it. I'm in it. It's me. It's me. I posted my own video. This is owned by Game Trailers. Yes, I know. They gave it to me so that I can post it up on our channel. Well,
wow.
You got to prove it to you. Okay, what do I need to send you?
Send a booty shot. That'll work. Booty shot.
Not your friend. I am not your friend.
Yes, you are.
Okay. So now.
I don't think you're who you say you are. I'm going to need some.
I'm going to need a booty shot. That's what I'm going to need.
Booty, okay. Booty, booty, booty,
booty, booty, booty. That booty
no,
is foundation.
You're right. You're right. And that is ridiculous because you shouldn't have to prove you are who you are. I mean, you went through their sign-up service. Did they not verify who I was or you were, you know, in the beginning? Yeah.
Well, this was before they started putting all this stuff into place. You know, the new controls and stuff that have come about on YouTube, Google, and all this has not been – in place forever. It's like they kind of sneak stuff in on you. Suddenly you go back and it's different. So now I have to go back every couple of months and look at and read stuff, which just bores the hell out of me. I love the law, but somebody needs to figure out a way to make it fun when you read it. Just
oh yeah, that reminds me of a graph I got to tell you about Plurk later. I joined Plurk. And
I don't know what Plurk is, and it don't sound right because it's called Plurk. Anyway,
sounds like Plurk. Plurk it, baby.
Plurk it while you work.
There you go. Anyway, back to the topic because I'm getting distracted. Go ahead, back to the topic.
So knowing that, and I got to fill Ginger in on the other side. Okay, so her whole video, or this, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, and I didn't get to see episode one yet, which I have to watch because I'm really intrigued. She's done something interesting, but it basically shows that there is a common story plot mechanism they put in every single game almost, and they use it over and over. And this is why I looked at it, is some of us are too dumb to realize we are playing the same plot thing over and over and over. And it's always the woman is killed, man must avenge her death. The woman is killed. I can't remember the exact phrasing she used. Anybody remember? I bet, I think Molly.
Poor woman was kidnapped.
What is it? Thank you, Molly, for pasting this in Skype. So your wife is brutally murdered, and you have to rescue your daughter. Your wife is brutally murdered, and you have to rescue your daughter. Your wife is brutally murdered, and you have to rescue your daughter. And she kept naming game after game where this was the plot behind the game. This is how it starts
out.
Why
the hell is your wife hanging out with this bad crowd?
And she says even, like, the newer – that this was in the, I guess, the 80s and 90s when they were doing the game. She says, and now the newest one is your wife's soul is trapped in hell, and you have to rescue her. Your wife's soul is trapped in hell, and you have to rescue her. This is in Gears of War, in God of War, in mm-hmm. – yes. So, and then I have to make my joke because I already told Molly. She was asking me, when I was telling her what we were going to talk about, she says, well, do you agree with the tropes? I says, yes, of course I do. I fall down and twist my ankle on a regular so my man can pick me up. Why should I walk when he can carry me? and he likes it. Anyway, but I, yeah, so with that, all that in mind, now that both of you have the full story, who would like to comment on this, these videos and the fact that they were pulled and whatever you feel like talking about?
Well, A, I think you bastards who went and reported this shit and are threatening to kill her. If I find you, I'm going to stab you in the eye.
Why she threatened
a screwdriver?
She threatens him back with violence.
Because this girl don't fool around. I do carry a screwdriver. It's multi-tool. It's purple all the time. And I will stab you in the eye with it. I just, on one hand, it's a video game, and I've never really stopped to think too much about that it's a girl. On the other hand, as we pointed out this morning, I wouldn't mind having a game where the girl's the you know, the hero. We get to save the guy. The guy isn't another castle, you know? I wouldn't mind having a girl power game like that. I don't want it to be like totally not, and I hate this word, somebody's going to kill me. Just hold on, bear with me. I don't want the whole, and I'm doing air quotes, Nazi feminism thing where it's completely overboard. But I do want a strong female character, and I don't want her just to be in Nancy Drew. I want her to be in a Halo setting. I want her to be in a Warcraft setting. I want her to be in any of these settings. I want to save the guy. I want the guy to have screwed up, you know? Comparison here, Doctor Who, the girl who waited and the guy who waited for her, Amelia Pond and whatever her boy toy's name was. I can't ever remember his name. He was always the one getting in trouble and she had to go save him. I want that, but I want that in a video game. I still want her to be feminine. I don't want her, guys, developers, listen here. There's a difference between feminine and slutty. I don't mind her being feminine, but I don't want her slutty. So dial back the boobs, put more clothes on her, that whole TikTok walk, tone that down, and put me in some goddamn pink shoes. I cannot walk, or I cannot run in 6-inch stilettos. I'm sure some girls can, but I'm not going to be doing flips and running and climbing walls and whatever else in 6-inch stilettos. I want something like that. Does that make sense? Am I completely random right now? I could be
no,
random.
You're making sense.
I don't know. But that's how I feel. I want all of this, and I don't want it because it seems to go one way or the other. Either it's over to where the girl is so, so strong that she's masculine, and I don't want that. I want my girl to still be soft and feminine, but I want her to be hard at the same time, just not in the overly manly hard way.
And Snow?
Is it my turn?
I can't wait. She was quiet through the whole thing. I'm shocked.
I know. I figured I was going to get beat a couple of times there. Sorry.
No, I'm actually, I don't know why I'm so calm right now, but I really am calm. I don't know why. Let me go ahead and give you my take on this. I watched the whole thing. I paused it a couple times, rewound it to watch it again because I missed, you know, a couple of things that she said. And throughout watching the video, there was one thing that really irked my nerves. And we're going to start with that. I have quite a few things to say because I've watched it. So, the first thing is it got on my nerves that she started insinuating that all of these games would add to or would cause a man to hurt a woman. Okay? What? Who's talking?
No, because that's the same comparison that says all
gender
gamers are violent. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Run that trailer while she's talking because that's that's going to allude to some of what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Okay. That's the thing. I don't like that she kept insinuating that all this violence towards women in video games would cause men to do the same to women in real life. And as Ginger said, my point was going to be that goes right up against us saying all this time that games do not make people violent because they don't. If somebody was going to be violent, whether it be to a female, whether it be to a male, to an animal, whatever, to property, public property, if they were going to do this, they were going to do it anyway. Something else was going to be a trigger. So I really didn't like that she kept insinuating over and over and over and over and over again that this was going to cause violence against women in real life. However, at the very, very end, if someone did not watch this entire video, at the very, very end, I have an echo, but that's okay. At the very, very end, she mentioned that she knows.
Does somebody have Damon Aestrix open somewhere?
Corey? I don't know. I think Corey does.
No, I do not. I beg your pardon.
Okay. At the very end, she happens to mention like a small little blurb of, I know that this, you know, I don't want to insinuate that this is going to cause violence against women, but her whole entire video had been insinuating this was going to cause violence against women. And that really kind of is a slap in the face to me, because this whole time gamers have been trying to say that violence in video games doesn't cause problems because we're trying to keep people from banning our games. And if she goes on this rant about how violence against women is going to cause all of this to happen in real life, she's kind of, you know, you're kind of hitting us where it hurts. You're going to make this shit bad. And yes, I understand that this particular trope has been used and used and used and used and used for so long, but that does not mean that it's a bad trope, okay? It does not mean that it is not something that will evoke emotion, that will cause someone to feel like they have a connection to the character. Even me playing a guy character saving a woman, I have emotions attached to this. I'm like, oh my God, my girlfriend's gonna die. I gotta save her. You know, it's a good trope. It's a good hook. Does that mean that that's the only one that we need to have in gaming? No, I agree with her. There needs to be more. There needs to be more deeply intellectual things going on. There needs to be a chance for a female to be the protagonist, to be the one that goes around and saves her boyfriend. Okay, what about that? I would like to see that a little more. This is all things that really needs to be completely thought about, and we need more of that. We need more different kinds of tropes. We need different kinds of storylines, but that does not mean that this trope is bad, because you know what? I'm a strong woman. I can take care of myself, as I have proved in the past few months, okay? I am a strong woman. I pick myself up. I will take care of myself and get my business done, but that does not mean that I don't have also a damsel in distress about me,
yeah,
and I don't need to be saved every now and then.
Well, see, this is okay, I'm going to take issue with what you're saying right there.
Okay.
When you play a game, it has nothing to do with you personally. You play a game to escape your life. So it's wonderful that you're saying, oh, I may not be a damsel in distress, or I may be. But when I play a game, obviously the person I'm playing, or when I'm playing a game, I am not the mayor of a city. I don't run. I don't build freeways with the magical power of my hands. None of that. So when I'm playing specifically, I'm separating myself from myself. I'm not going in being me all the time. What I one thing I do like that she says is, it's for women, or let's even go to this particular angle. We talk about this all the time. Men and women do play games differently. My former significant other and I were playing Chronicles of Riddick. We go do the exact same mission. Somebody gives me a weapon. I think, oh, cool, I got a weapon. When he played, I'm not going in there. They're going to shiv me in the back. But he played first, or, you know, we were playing together, and they did shiv him in the back. But it didn't even occur to me that this would happen. Men and women do play differently. We do think about things differently. So I think that's where she's going with, we need to change some of this, because that's something that we do differently. They set up certain tropes because it elicits a feeling from a man. It may elicit a totally different feeling from you. But imagine if, say, you were playing a game, and I'm going to say something that's horrible, this would elicit an emotion from me, is the main character was a woman. Maybe she lost her baby, or they stole it, kill it, or they shot her while she was pregnant. That's why I went to Kill Bill this morning, by the way, Ginger. We didn't get to finish because we were talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine,
okay.
Kill Bill, you woke up, your baby's dead, somebody shot you, or you think your baby's dead, and then they turn you loose in the game world and say, go find who did it, is a whole different kind of emotion for a woman.
I'm going to find who did it, and then I'm going to find your mama.
Yes.
And then I'm going to find your daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to find your sisters.
I think I need to clarify what I meant when I said that I may not be, you know, a damsel in distress all the time. I'm saying there are roles. Even if you say that emotions are evoked differently in each person, I agree. Not only in men and women, but between people's experiences in their life, different emotions are going to come from different things. Okay? Now, what I meant was that just because I am not a damsel in distress all the time does not mean that I can't identify at least a little bit, have some sort of emotional response to that storyline of the damsel getting in distress.
Oh, or for sure,
that's
but I'm
what
saying, but yeah, for sure. But this argument is, it's the same storyline over and over.
Right.
The excuses, and part of the reason why I'm giving some of these trailers I'm giving to Ginger is illustrating where we have had some people go in, and unfortunately it has to be men, because we don't have a lot of women directors. Y'all look for Baby Matrix in 10 years.
Molly, I had that argument this Corey finished, and then I'm going to touch up on what
so the it's I pulled up Age of Conan because I remember that is one of our old shows where the developers were actually on, and they asked us. You know, we premiered that trailer. Of course, there was no Twitch then, so we didn't actually premiere it. We put it up after. But they actually asked us. They said, "What does this trailer do for you as a woman watching it, the Age of Conan?" And I loved it. I did feel as what Molly's saying in the room. I felt represented as a female. I felt like you were talking to me. And yeah, you may have went to the hateful female character. I'm not a hateful female. I love men. But every now and again, I feel like I need to cut me a man. And that's where they went with it. And I said, "I'm ready. Let's do this. Let me give me the game. Let me play. I'm ready."
Wait a minute. Was I there for Conan?
And I think that was right before you. I mean, literally right before you. So this is, and then we have the excuse of men saying women don't play games, or even in movies, women can't do action. We have too many movies coming out now, female characters, like the one Ginger just ran, the new Fast and Furious. Sorry to spoil it for some of you, but there is a kick-ass fight scene, not the cutesy ones that they usually give us, where we're kind of slapping each other and pulling
and
hair.
And hair-pulling, yeah.
Yeah, I don't fight like that, just so you know. Any girl?
No,
you
I don't either, for real.
No, you don't come up to me thinking I'm going to pull your hair. I got no. What is it? Look, now I have to share a story. One of my oldest and dearest friends, I love her, got into a fight with a girl who thought that she went to the hair pull, or she thought she was going to pull the hair, and my friend basically grabbed her shirt, ripped it down the middle of the front, bra and everything. And then when the girl went to look down and went, you know, to cover herself up, then she just cold cocked her. That's how we fight. That's dirty.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not pulling your hair. I don't have time to pull hair.
Like that wonderful story that we tell all the time about whenever I thought somebody was talking some shit about one of our mutual friends. I'm like, taking off my earrings. Bitch, hold my earrings. We're not playing.
And Molly's making another interesting point. We have some companies, and this is the only place EA is heads and shoulders above all game companies, is they allow for gay relationships. We had one story we did last week where a company was pulling the gay relationship out of their game because, it's going to be too much controversy. You know what? I feel like if you don't want to play a gay character, just don't play with it.
Yeah. Okay?
Why exactly. do you have to
spread this to you? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I think I love that EA does this, but the problem for me is, as Molly says, I don't feel represented a lot of the times when I play games. I mean, I love the games I play. I made the point. I've been making the point. I think Rockstar needs to step up and put a female character in and do just that. If it's got to have a tragic story, you can make it so that she lost her baby or her mother, and then. Get a woman in there and talk to them and say, you know, what is the things about this that would just send you in a rampage? What would piss you off to the point where you would go out and kill people, or you would just go buck fucking wild, and then put that in a game, and I guarantee you the women will love it. Tomb Raiders, another example they keep screaming about in the room. Tomb Raiders, awesome. That, I was not that interested to play. I mean, we saw it, and we were talking about it here, and I was like, yeah, it looks good. I might play it. But when I saw the rape scene, or the quote-unquote rape scene that pissed everybody off, I was like, I'm ready to play. Let's do this. I let Baby Natrix watch, and she was like, oh, when can we get it? You know, when I want to play that. What happens? She kicks it, but I want to see it. We desperately need that, and what we're getting is so-and-so died. So-and-so's dead. Comic books, they're even way ahead of us in this arena. They got some super powerful-ass women that will fuck you up.
And actually, recently, I don't know if you've been following, well, I'm sure you have because you're more into them than I have, but several of the more famous heroes would not have come out as gay.
I mean, who was gay?
Have relationships. Oh, shit, it was in the news the other day. I'll find the story. I'll find the story, but apparently, back in the day, it was two guys. It was two guys. And they've always written them intending as gay, but they were never allowed, more or less, to actually have them declared gay. So they were just like really super close friends.
Friends.
Yeah. who was it? Damn, I can't even remember who it was now. I'll find the story later. I read a bunch of stuff. But, something you mentioned earlier, Molly, talking about not being represented, whatnot, and who was it? Netmarble.
That's what it was.
District 187?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, you went to my show this week, yeah.
I was going to do a review of them this weekend because I heard it's like APB, and we've been watching the trailers when it came across, we were given several press releases a while back about it, mm-hmm. and it shows girls and guys fighting, and shooting just like APB. And I was like, cool, all right, so I'll play this, and it should be fun. I go to make myself an account, and all I can play as for free is a guy. If I want to be a woman, I have to buy the woman class.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
She's stuttered. Now she's up in the half.
Okay,
no, wait, no. This is where I'm going to get mad. For real. What kind of fucking genius did that? I mean, seriously, are you kidding me? What a way to insult half of the gamers in the world by making us pay to play a girl when we are girls in real life. What the hell is your problem?
Exactly.
I mean,
I'm
seriously.
Does it cost more to make a couple of badly molded boobs?
Not at all. And then, you know what? And honestly, I have some guy friends who prefer to play female characters. Why can't they play female characters? They have to pay too? That's fucking ridiculous. What kind of moron thought about that?
And they're like, well, we just released the girl class. And I was like, no, you just released the girl class that we have to pay for. So if you didn't have girls before, why have you been showing us trailers with girls in them? You've had them for a while. Don't you be lying to me.
They're kind of like Saints Row originally. And those of you who keep asking me why I don't play Saints Row is I'm allergic to bullshit. They did the same thing when the original Saints Row came out. And they said, oh, we didn't have any girls in there. We didn't have any models of female characters. That's why we didn't do them. But you had plenty of prostitutes. Why couldn't you take one and retexture her clothes and give her some lines? So you could, and they snowed some other girls into believing that was the truth until I pointed out there's already female models in the game. All you have to do, move her over, take this guy, write him over with her avatar, and get a woman to come in and do the voice parts. No problem. It's not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult.
I totally agree here, and this is complete and utter bullshit that they are trying to lie to us about, more or less. It's not cute, people. It's not cute.
Go ahead, Corey.
I am most pleased that Anita is doing this, whether you agree with her or you don't, because it's a conversation that needs to be had. It's terrible that she has to do this. Gaming industry is not. We're not necessarily in our infancy anymore. We're not even toddlers. We're little kids now, and little kids start to know better. You know not to eat paste
mm-hmm.
by the time you hit this age. You know not to bang your head against the wall, don't slam your fingers in the door type of stuff. So you know this is not acceptable that over half the population of the world is female, and we're 47-48% of us are gamers, and I know some of you will make the argument, well, that's on Facebook. You know, it really doesn't matter. if somebody, I look at it this way, I say it all the time, it's not what you play, it's your love for what you play. I don't see any difference between the grandma that spends $80 a month to play her Farmville, although I think Farmville's a stupid game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any difference between her and you spending the same $80 a month to play Call of Duty. She's just happened to be hardcore about her Farmville. She can tell you every which way to do it and how long you have to let the crops grow, just like you know where all the cache of weapons are hidden and all the maps are. She's still a gamer, regardless. She's playing a game. That's what the definition of gamer is, not if I play Call of Duty. So I don't understand this whole anti-woman thing. And one for a woman, none of you would be here. None of you. I ain't seen a man yet that can carry a child. Not one yet. So it just needs to stop. It's sad that this conversation still keeps having to come up over and over and over and over. And then I get sick of hearing the guys that say, well, I don't know what you're so upset about. Really? Really?
Not all guys are dense, because, you know, some of our guys are all right. I beg to differ on that particular point. When it comes to knowing women, when it comes to being able to communicate with women and to represent women, a guy will not be able to do a woman justice ever. I don't even care if they are the most gay man in the world. I don't care, okay? No man is ever going to be able to truly represent a woman. They need a woman's perspective. And just like no woman will ever truly be able to represent a man, they need a man's perspective. It's two completely separate brains. They're wired differently. They think differently. They're brought up differently. Their life experiences are different. They're not going to understand. A man will never understand what a woman goes through. A woman will never understand what a man goes through. You have to have a woman's perspective to make a good woman, just like you have to have a man's perspective to make a good man. And you cannot tell me that, oh, well, I know a woman who
plays a really good man. Well, what is she basing her identity off of?
She talks to a man to do it.
Exactly. She's basing her identity off of a man that she knows. I RP as a man occasionally, and guess what I do? I base my man off of men that I already know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what's funny. Now, under this article about when Anita's video was banned from YouTube, I'm making a note. Those of you who are from the companies that had some comments to say about what happened, Jade Law, yeah, I'm calling you out. Senior concept artist over at Reloaded Productions, yeah, he says this is a biased pile of crap. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are stereotypes, and not all games use them. Same for men and women. Jade, she just showed us pretty much every major game that has come out in the last 20 years, and they all had the same concept. So,
yep.
I don't know what's wrong with you. What you smoking over there at your company? One Anthony Gowland, who's saying he watched the video, but his opinion is good grief. I don't know if that's good or bad. Somebody's talking about racism. The short, fat Italian plumber from New York that eats mushrooms. And racism, another issue in video games. Thanks for reminding us. I can agree and disagree with you there. I don't think Mario actually became Italian until later. I think Italian people actually claimed him. Did anybody ever hear he was Italian? Somebody find me an original Nintendo manual from the original Mario Brothers. I want to see where it says Italian. I think he just kind of became Italian. We just kind of assumed he was.
No, I'm pretty sure I read something a while back about that he was intended to be Italian, but
he was.
Yeah. I think so. That's where the name Mario came from.
Well, Mario could also be Latino.
That's true.
Let me see.
Mario could be Latino or Italian.
Origin of Mario.
Go to Wikipedia, woman.
I hate Wikipedia. Okay, go ahead.
One says that she's a walking stereotype. I'd like to know Paul Johnson at Rubicon Development. How exactly is she a walking stereotype? Anybody figure that one out?
Who is a walking stereotype?
The woman who made the movie.
How is she? Okay, wait. How is she a walking stereotype? For real? To me, this is what she looked like to me. She looked like, are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Do it.
She looked like a well-put-together, articulate, intelligent, pretty woman who actually cares about a subject and spoke passionately on it and had done her research and brought up examples, valid examples for the points that she was making, and she did so in a respectful manner without having to say things like, oh, she's a walking stereotype. Thank you.
Nah, it's almost time for us to go, so I'm going to leave you with this one last comment from Lucas Arvidsson, who I hope you get a good job there, artist. He says he thinks that some of the people that are commenting are overreacting. All that she said is there are too many games which portray female characters as a damsel in distress. She also argues that this is lazy and in a number of ways that is a result of a male power fantasy. What exactly is there to disagree with? She might say it in a way that many find uncomfortable, but she's still speaking the truth about many of the games she's showing. Sure, there are some good examples of portrayal of women in video games. That is good. But most games do not score high in this regard. Isn't that something we should work to improve? Yeah, cannot understand the controversy around this.
And actually, she even mentioned that there were games that had good portrayals of women. She actually mentioned that a few times in her video, because I did watch the whole thing. She mentioned a few times that there were good portrayals of women in video games, how a lot of the stereotypes don't go for some of the women, like in fighting games like Chun-Li. You know, it wouldn't go for Chun-Li because she is obviously not a damsel in distress. She'll kick your ass. You know, that's not a damsel in distress. She mentioned fighting games. She mentioned some indie games that were done. You know, she said all these other – there are games, but there's just not enough of them. This trope of being in the damsel in distress is too prevalent.
Common.
And I do agree. We do need some different storylines. For God's sake, give us some different storylines. And she pointed it out like that. I'm going, damn.
I played that game too. Oh man.
Yeah. Like, damn, I didn't even realize all that shit.
I did, but we try to overlook it. Anyway, I'm gonna go fall down and break my ankle. It's time for us to go.
Oh, save me, please. Just big muscles and nice eyes and really nice voice. Just save
me. Now Ginger went and found us. They are portrayed as Italian-American plumbers who have to defeat creatures that have been coming from the sewers below New York. Their surname was Mario.
Originally, Mario was evil.
Resulting in Mario's full name being given here first as Mario.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. We are not only smart, but we are informative as well. You want to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey, and then tune in on Tuesday to catch Pixenix. Hopefully I'll be able to make it if my job cooperates with me. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Good night,
yay,
bitches.
Good night, bitches.
In my sea of loneliness, broken to your service, I live. It seems like the depths of my human side is slowly changing.
Moral of our story today, boys and girls, is women are not one-dimensional. We can be damsels in distress and we can kick your ass all at the same time.
Sorry.